Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu. I'm coming to you from Toronto Comic Con. I'm very honored to have with me actor Christopher Judge. Nice to meet you, sir.
Hey, very nice to meet you.
So, definitely everyone knows you best from Stargate SG-1.
Mm-hmm.
Teal'c was such an iconic sci-fi character.
Thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit about the casting process, how you got the job?
Well, you know, it was just, believe it or not, just standard audition, callback, and then screen test, which... You know, but thinking back, I mean, it was 97. That so doesn't really happen anymore. I mean, we're very in a straight-to-offer world now. Which kind of, to me, I mean, makes it hard to have any sort of diversity in casting anymore. But yeah, it was kind of just the old days of where there was actually competition for jobs.
Wow. And... do you have a favorite episode or a favorite moment from the series? I know there's 10 years of things to think about there. But.
My favorite is always the 200th. We not just because we got the chance to do a lot of things. And I mean, we basically shot 4 or 5 episodes within one episode. And we had the same amount of prep time. We had the same amount of all. So a lot of our departments were going 24/7. And, you know, it had been 10 years, and we had people that had worked for 10 years who had never been to set.
Wow.
And so the 200th, everyone came to set, and it was just a week of really thanking each other and congratulating each other and just really enjoying and appreciating each other for that entire week, and so that still remains my favorite.
Wow. Okay. I know it's been a while, but do you miss playing the character?
I'm starting to feel nostalgic about him. I think when we were done, you know, including the movies, I mean, 11 years of being the same guy was beginning to grind on me a bit. But now, you know, it's been, gosh, what, 7 years? 7 years almost 7 years since we stopped shooting. So I'm starting to feel a little nostalgic about him now.
Oh, wow.
You know, yeah. I kind of miss him a little bit.
Oh, I can imagine. Do you have an opinion on this new Stargate reboot that's supposedly taking place?
I think it's great. I hope it's going to be great. The real star, as evidenced by 2 spinoff shows, is the Stargate.
Definitely.
I mean, that's so... I just think there's still great stories to be told. I mean, that's the great thing about having that as the vehicle, that as the device that drives whatever form it's in, is that you can go anywhere. You know, that's the only greater like premise ever is I guess the Matrix. When what if everything you've ever been told is a lie?
Now, John and I are huge Batman fans. We were wondering what... I know you were in Dark Knight Rises. What was your experience like there?
It was... you know, one of the great things about doing, like, cons and doing is we get to geek out. We get to meet people who do the shows that we watch, you know? So it's the same thing. So it was weeks of me geeking out, you know, because every day, like, we go in the circus, you know, where everyone's trailers are and stuff, and just reading the names on the doors, just, you know, sitting in a makeup trailer, you know, with these people. It was just... The fan in me came out, you know. It was great.
Well, now what kind of projects are you working on now?
I don't know if you're familiar with the game Infinity Blade. We are doing a live action version of Infinity Blade.
Oh,
so
very cool.
I'm not only producing it, I'm playing Thane. And so yeah, we're underway.
Nice. But something I was really curious about. I know when you were younger, you did a little cameo role on MacGyver.
Yes.
Did you and Richard Dean Anderson ever joke about that, or did he remember it? Or
you know, he says he remembered, but back in those days, you know, there was only 3 networks, and if you were a big show and you were a working actor, you did those shows. So if you think back that back then they were doing 26 episodes a year, it was on the air for 7 years. There's no possible way. I mean, I'm sure he remembers like the bigger guest stars who were on there.
Right.
But I was just a guy who came in for 3 days, and so there's no way he could have remembered. But he still says that he did. So our makeup artist, we same makeup artist for Stargate and for MacGyver. Jan actually brought the episode in, and this and it's playing, and the scene where he flips me is on, and he's look, he has no idea that it's me, and he's looking at it. And I'm sitting there. So yeah, I don't think he remembered.
Great. Well, we appreciate your time here, sir, and I hope you have a great rest at Toronto Comic Con. It was a pleasure meeting you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time, brother.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Cheers.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.